Hello, welcome to Universal Soul Love. This is Detective David Love. Welcome to our show today. We have our special guest with us, Dr. Advij Bing, who Advij, I should say, is the correct pronunciation. Welcome to the show, Advij.
Hello, thank you for having me on. Delighted to
Absolutely.
Be here.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've had you on the show in the past, and of course I was on your radio show many years ago, and we've worked closely together on quite a few occasions. We've had numerous talks, interesting talks about many things.
Oh, yes, indeed. Very interesting. Some things we can share and others we can't.
As always. So very excited to have you on the show again. I've been, you know, it's great that you turned up and contacted me last week. So glad to hear from you again. It's been about more than a year, I think.
Yeah, you know, and it's so interesting because, you know, our idea of time and what's going on, isn't it just amazing how, quite honestly, even though, you know, we say it's been a year, my gosh, so much has happened. I don't know if time's speeding up, time slowing down, but so much happened in this construct of time. It's so amazing. I mean, really, it's just phenomenal, the things that continue to be in front of us and that we go through. So yeah, I guess it's been a year.
It is. I remember the last time we were Lana and I were speaking to you. Lana's not with us today, but we're going to have a great show nonetheless. But I remember the last time I was speaking with you, we were speaking to Alexander Meters of Galactic Connection, and we were in, I think, Jonah Bolt of Starseed Society, and we were talking about all kinds of interesting things. And then I believe I got Patrick McCormick on my show, Cartron, and Rebecca Renee, mm-hmm. Through you. And we got a great response from the audience with Patrick and Renee. So I appreciate the connection that we made through you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Love those two. They're in my inner circle, as it were. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That guardian circle. Yeah.
Yeah,
guardian.
Indeed. So, gotta have that circle. Yeah.
We have a great network of talented people and professionals, so very happy about that. So I should introduce you, but I'd love it if you just introduce yourself. I have too many great things to say about you, too many wonderful things I could say about your character and your work.
Well, you can read my short bio. That's so funny.
Well, you're a light body mentor. You do so many things. The biggest thing I know about you is that you channel the divine feminine essence, or you are the divine feminine essence.
Yeah, and I don't channel it. Yeah, it's in me. I embody it, and that's amazing. So, you know, who am I? I am this person, as so many of us are here. Some have such specific jobs, right, that we were sent forward to do. And so for me, this whole thing of being light body mentor, light code activator, the embodiment of the cosmic mother, I mean, just wild. But just to share some background, it started for me in this lifetime coming in with fourth dimensional consciousness and no life lessons and karma in this life, right? So imagine this little girl just being able to communicate and have visitations from higher realms. And so that's what started this particular journey, is those visitations from childhood. And because there were no life lessons or anything like that, that my parents were supportive, that my mom said, they're here to teach you, go. So one of the early experiences was literally as I was leaving my body and watching me sleeping in bed, but very aware that I'm hovering above me. And so it's just a matter of understanding, you know, and I share that little bit so that parents support your children when they come to you and they say something crazy like that. Just allow the possibilities, because that's the time that we're in. And so, yeah, who I am, what I embody, all of that is wonderful. But truly, we're all here to grow. We're all here to expand. We're all here to become those masters that we were in a time not so long ago, but long enough, you know?
This is true. It's all about the law of expanding consciousness, and we're here for our spiritual evolution. And did I just hear you say that you came into this world with no lessons and no karma?
You heard correct. I actually came in with fourth dimensional consciousness. And so that's why early on I just could see everything. And the agreement was, you know, I've gone over to the Bardo realm and seen all of this stuff. And the agreement was because I came in with fourth dimensional consciousness and the divine plan was, you know, because of who I am that we alluded to earlier, that I had no life lessons, no karma, clearly just here to usher in this golden age. And so I'm here to help people get their lessons and understand their lessons, but I have none in this lifetime. Fascinating to say the least, but understanding that, you know, they took me through this process with all the visitations and showing me as a child, we would fly into the sky, we would fly into the cosmos, showing me creation. I'd land on a bridge and then dive into the depths of the ocean. And the visits with this particular being of light lasted for 6 years, showing me this bridge, right? So there was no time to come in with lessons. There was no time to come in with karma, because this moving into the golden age and being able to have this shift and being able to wake up when I woke up as an adult, because, you know, life happens and you shut things down. Same thing happened for me. And so I, in 04, went through a car accident. And they said to me in that accident, as I went into the light, you were here to bring them into the light. I'm like, oh, okay, sure. You just had to say so, right? And so, yeah, it's not about lessons in this lifetime for me. It's about me stepping into my power and turning on early enough so that I could begin to impact lives, because we have a lot of lives to impact, don't we? We have a lot of lives to say, hey, this is it. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is the lifetime you've been waiting for. You said you wanted to wake up. Now let go of all that crap you keep taking on and telling the same old story. Let's let it go. And so, yeah.
Wow, that's right. And you're an author of a book by that title.
You're not crazy. You're awakening, because...
And I know that all too well. And you know my story. And you know that I'm a past life therapist. And I've had many lives.
Many lifetimes. Many. Oh, you know... Goodness. And so many of these lifetimes, you know, you think about it, even early on, Lemurian lifetime, the way so many, you know, I mean, that's when the reptilians started coming in and put their energy around the planet, and they weren't able to leave, so they died, right? So there's a first traumatic experience. Then we have the Atlantis, and Atlantis, oh my gosh, we were dissected alive with, you know, so that they could see our gifts and things. And so, yeah. A lot to have to deal with, isn't it? And so, but all of that has to be cleared at all of these levels of our existence in all timelines and all realities and those agreements. And so we have to release those agreements. We have to release the mirrors of those agreements, the backup clauses. There's so much insidious things going on that have to be cleared and released so that more of you of that higher frequency can begin to turn on and calibrate. And that's a part of the work that I do is, you know, and oh my gosh, I do an average of 16 to 20 clients a week. And that's been that way for almost 2 years now. Yeah. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people in between doing, you know, interviews, engagements and what have you, getting ready to do workshops. But yeah, a lot of people, and people are ready, but we have to, you know, there's so many different little steps, but definitely the letting go and the clearing all of those traumatic experiences is a big part of it. I know earlier we alluded yesterday that we would talk about forgiveness, so I definitely want to get into that a little later because, again, understanding this process is so important. But that gives you a little bit of who I am. I have a book, You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening. It journals from childhood, those early experiences, to my light body descending into me September of 2012. And that was quite the journey, to say the least.
I guess Alexander Meadows had a similar experience where she was in a terrible car accident and had her sort of awakening, that psychic awakening that way as well. So it's interesting parallel. And I tend to meet women who are who have this divine feminine essence, this goddess strongly manifested in them, which is interesting. When I was on your radio show, which I'm not sure that if you have that anymore, if you're doing more YouTube these days, but I remember sort of becoming aware of my own masculine higher power on your show. I believe it was on your show.
It was.
Affirmations for many years ago. At live, you know, when I was when you were speaking, I was feeling the power of the goddess and the conviction of your voice in your words. And suddenly that spirit that I'd been feeling for so long became
activated.
Activated in me as a Absolutely. As an awareness.
Yeah.
And it's been converging ever since.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting. And that's what happens. That's a part of the work. Activating, having the embodiment of this, you know, being the cosmic mother, literally that book of knowledge is within me. And that golden book of knowledge. Wow. People used to see this book in me and I'm like, I don't know what it is until that part of her finally moved in completely. And I have been able to access it while working on someone, open it and bring out their fire letters. That's their divine blueprint. That's a part of what's in that book. And that to me, when we can both, the person and myself can see it, wow. I mean, it's just amazing. And so literally through this energy that's in me, frequencies come out as I speak. And these frequencies are able to clear, to calibrate, to activate, to do whatever is for that person's best and highest good in that moment. I don't even have to pay attention if I don't want to, right? All I have to do is just be talking about anything and it's just on and it just happens. Like right now, as we're talking, I am expanding and I can feel that part of me starting to transmit frequencies out. So whoever comes to listen to it, be mindful of that, because while you're listening, you may begin to pulse and vibrate. You may begin to heat up. Different things will happen to you. You'll be wondering, why is that happening? Well, because I'm transmitting frequencies right now. And there we go.
Wow.
Yeah, it has free reign, let's just say, of the vessel.
I do. I know the feminine consciousness very well. It was the major part of my the height of my psychic awakening, spiritual awakening. So as you know, and you know, when we spoke before, you started speaking in tongues, if you don't mind me mentioning that, when the goddess, so to speak, said that she knew me. So I'm just very curious, can I ask you more about that? Or
so now, and you said tongues, it's not tongues. So
okay.
To understand, so there, it's a light language. And so what's very interesting about light language, because I know a few people who speak light languages. And so it's, there are different dialects and it's fascinating to me, you know, the Palladians speak a different dialect of a light language, the cosmic realm, a different, but all of the higher realms speak the light language, different dialects, but they all kind of understand each other. I was on a Skype call the other day with someone in New Zealand and she was speaking a light language as was I, and that part of us knew each other, you know, and it's fascinating. And so when you awaken that higher aspect, that higher part of yourself, then you're able to speak from that higher place, and that's a light language. And that light language, quite honestly, especially the one that I speak coming from this higher feminine aspect of the cosmic mother, right, the cosmic mother, it is from all else, other languages come. And so it's as simple as me just being quiet and that part just speaks. And she's like, welcome, you know, here I am. Yeah. And when she, it's amazing because as I do work and I'll do a session, it just depends on where they are energetically, because sometimes I will speak it and sometimes I will not. And I say I because she and I are melding as one, right? So Yeah, it depends on where a person is energetically, if they're ready for that, or they're still in the beginning stages of just clearing some things and not quite ready for any sort of activation or whatever, then she's silent. So it's, you know, it's fascinating to me to just observe it. And it's funny because there'll be times when I'm in prayer and all of a sudden my mouth is moving and light language is coming in. I'm like, oh, okay. Or, you know.
I saw that.
It's like, wow.
Amazing.
Here you go. Yeah. Or because, you know, when channeling, a channel has to get out the way. And then this part, like when someone channels Michael, right, they move out the way. They're not aware of what they're saying. And that aspect, Michael will come in and speak through them. And they don't remember what was said. That's a channel. That's not this. I am very much aware how light I am and the energy that I feel. Literally right now, I feel electrical currents coming off my fingertips.
Wow.
Right? Yes. I mean, and in fact, I have videoed me doing a session on someone and I am sitting in a sphere of energy, like a bubble, and the room fills with white light, sacred geometry, and I dematerialized in the video. So that's how high frequency this is. And so I feel it all the time. And it is the physical part of me that kind of like pushes through and steps down to be able to be in this reality and to do the mundane. And when that's done, I'm back in those higher frequencies where it doesn't even require thought. All I have to do is be quiet and she's right there speaking. It could be me praying, me singing, me doing whatever, and she'll chime in at will. At will. Yeah.
Wow. Now, I can relate to that to some extent. I have a very strong connection to the divine masculine source. I suppose I call it the Aries Collective, which is a collective soul of past lives and alternate lives and whatnot, and maybe other entities, and I'm not quite totally aware of. But I've certainly asked Patrick McCormick about this as well, and people who are much more experienced and knowledgeable than myself in these matters. But one of my biggest guides and connections besides my own higher power is the Divine Mother or the Feminine Consciousness. So just curious, could you tell me, tell me a little bit more about my own collective or my own self, if you could, or if you're able to.
In regards to
my journey and where I'm at presently.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, so Matush, Ace, you know what? We're going to actually do a little work on you if that's okay. Because it's building in me. And it's like she's building. And if I don't let her speak, She pushes. And I'm like, oh, stop.
I know it well. I know her well. No, there's probably no man on the planet at this present moment that had this experience like I have.
So do we have permission to do a little work on you? Open your heart and let go. I'm seeing lots of stuff coming up. I'm seeing the resistance, and I'm seeing you pushing with this resistance. You know, we get so connected to our old stories, and it's time to let go of those stories. And so, yes, there's been many injustices, but you've also participated in dishing out many injustices. And that's very interesting. And so it's about letting go and moving into that those energies no longer matter. That those stories no longer matter. Is there someone joining us? No. Yeah, and that's what I'm picking up right now. It's extremely energetic, extremely energetic. So she's just going out. And I don't know if you can feel it. Can you feel any of the work on you right now? Because I am pulsing and vibrating and can barely function.
Well, I can certainly feel something, but...
Yeah. Yes. So here we are. Yeah, I think that's it for this moment.
Okay, well then I'll let that settle and just let the energies do their work.
Yeah, absolutely.
I really don't have anything to say at the moment except just allowing.
Yeah, because it's going on right now. I mean, right now, I'm feeling resistance coming up. And when I feel when there's resistance, my body begins to shake. And that's happening right now. So we're actually pulling up some resistance. Whether I see the story of it, the background of it, it's difficult because, you know, we're on an interview and I'm not tapped in just sitting you being quiet. But there is definite resistance coming up. And it's coming up from your solar plexus. It's coming up out of your heart. Ooh, there we go. There was some just doing a thing. And I'm still shaking, so there's still more coming up. So we're going back far. So you're an ancient, old, old, old soul. Whoa. And you have, yeah, definitely an ancient, old soul. Some, yeah. Are you ready to let go? Are you ready to forgive those injustices placed upon you?
I'd love to. I'm not sure how.
How what?
How did you? I'm not sure that some of the aspects of myself are ready to do that. Unfortunately, that's my truth coming out from.
And so, what are those aspects of yourself? Why are they holding on to the injustices? What? How does it serve those parts of you? It does not. And you here in this timeline have sovereignty over self. So why are you holding on?
Well, I feel that there's redemption and atonement that needs to be done, but maybe I'm wrong. I'm sure I am.
See, so the reality of it is that we, you know, on the other side in the Bardo realm, where we sat there with our Akashic record, our book, and we decided what life lessons we'd get, whatever lifetime it is, wherever, it doesn't matter, right? Those things happened because we wanted to have lessons and experience things, and lots of injustices have taken place, but it's all about a balance. And now that the feminine has returned, it's about bringing things into a balance. And if you want to release your karma, you have to release and let go of those attachments and those who harmed you and those that you harmed. There has to be a balancing and a releasing if we are ever to move forward. And we can hold on, and then that keeps us stagnant and that keeps us in that place. And the reality of it is you're wanting to move into your ascension. You're wanting to return to those higher, allowing those higher aspects of yourself to move back in, right? So all of the injustices have to be cleared at all of the levels. All of the agreements that don't serve you anymore need to be released from all realities. All timelines have to be healed and cleared. You have to want it, and it begins with you wanting it here in this reality, right? And then working out through the other realities.
Now, of course, we have a friend named Susan Glynn who often talks, she's an energy healer who talks about collapsing timelines and collapsing energy levels that don't serve us anymore. Mm-hmm. And certainly in many of those past lives, that's very true. Mm-hmm. But how do we connect that with the present reality we're in now, where these injustices are present and have this timeline seems to have continued for thousands of years, and these same entities and these same energies are committing these same atrocities even now in the present moment.
Well, yeah, they kind of are. But the reality of it is this. When we understand that we are here to be masters, and when we understand that, you know, source is within me, and so that means the word is the will, and that means what I give my energy to, I am feeding. So in every given moment, I can choose to be supporting and adding to the light, or I can choose to not add to the light. So if I'm going to give what I don't want, what I don't like, what I disagree with, all of my effort and energies, what am I supporting? What I don't want, what I don't like, and what I don't agree with. And so in order to make change, if we understand that we are the ones that we've been waiting for, in order to make change, then we have to be the change. And that means changing our thought process. That means changing our point of reference. That means expanding our awareness, our consciousness, right? Tapping into the divine part of ourselves, regardless of whatever else is going on, knowing that that is the illusion, and that I am my reality, that I am my sovereign being, and that only I have the right to govern me. And when I begin to realize and hold on to that within me, because as above, so below, as within, so without. So as within, when I become sovereign and free, then it manifests on the out. As within, when I become love, peace, perfect, whole, and complete, then it goes without. As within, when I become prosperous and I choose prosperity consciousness, then it will manifest on the outside for me. So it's about me doing the internal work to work on me so that I can be that divine aspect manifest on the out. And so that's what it has to be. It's not about tapping into all the world and what's going on. It's about me getting still and quiet and doing the work on me personally, like what I did, right? I worked on me, and as I worked to raise my vibration and my frequency, then I was visited by particular beings, and they came and they took me out and showed me whatever they were showing me. It's about you doing the work. It's about getting off the autopilot and changing your point of reference, your thought process. And when you begin to go down that dark pigeonhole, grab hold of your bootstraps and say, no, come back. Because if I go down this pigeonhole again, I'm going to only create the stuff that I don't like, that I don't want, and I see that's going on in the world. But if I pull myself up out of that quagmire and say, I'm not going to have those thoughts anymore, and I'm going to begin to see myself as a divine being, divine joy, divine peace, divine harmony, divine balance, divine understanding, divine forgiveness, divine non-judgment. When I begin to hold on to those things and I let that become my truth, then that truth has to manifest for me. And if I do that and then I show someone else how to do that, then that truth manifests for the two of us. And then we go on and we manifest it for the three and for the four. And before you know it, we've reached critical mass and we have taken over. But we can't do it with beating somebody up, right? And we can't do it. And I can't want you to awaken and move past your stuff more than you want it, you see. Right. So my goal then is to be the example. I'm love. I vibrate love all the time. I stay in the – okay, let me give you a little example of one of the experiences I had that blew my mind when I had it, to be quite honest. And this was years ago in this early – you know, after the car accident, it was probably around 2008, 2009 or so. And my husband and I have an alkaline water store. And as I'm pulling up to the store one day, I get a flat tire. And I let that flat tire annoy me. Now, heaven knows that's nowhere near the energy you're talking about, right? Of the anger from seeing the injustices in the world. I just get a little flat tire. And I let this flat tire frustrate me. And so my husband came and he changed the tire and the day just went just fine, no big deal. And later on, I'm home, go to bed around 4 o'clock in the morning. There's an outside voice. Now I'm home by myself and an outside voice said, disconnect from an uneven temper. Well, I jumped, right? I'm like, what the heck? Who was that? And the voice said it again, disconnect from an uneven temper. And I said, oh, the way I behaved today based on, you know, around my flat tire. And that voice said, love is all there is. So you see, we can't let what's going on the outside impact us in a negative way. Disconnect right. from an uneven temper. If something as simple as a little flat tire and how I reacted to that tire, and I reacted, meaning that I was outside the space of my heart, was enough for my beings to show up with an outside voice to tell me to disconnect from it, then that tells you how important it is to be centered, to become the detached observer, to know that all is working in accordance with the plan and we have to trust that it's working out, to detach from all of this harmonic energies out in the world and begin to create harmony within yourself. And as you become that beacon, that pillar of light, every step you take will be of the light. And then you, through that light, will begin to impact the next and the next and the next. And that's what's going on. And that's how you do it.
And that is how you reach the ascension or enter the ascension, I'm sure.
Correct. That's how you do
You're
it.
You're certainly speaking language. And what's fantastic about this show and what you just did, because we do, I believe we do have a lot of listeners in our affiliate networks, stations. And I think that there are so many people, and I speak to them, who I work with. I don't often have clients per se, paid clients, but nonetheless, I reach out to people in their network. And there are people who are struggling, and there are people who are, I've helped, who have been plagued with, I guess you could call them dark entities, whatever label you choose to give them, astral parasites, and just daily struggles in life. And they see that I often struggle. And although I have a higher mind that can sometimes speak inspiring words, I still struggle in life. And so what we did on this show, I think maybe I serve as an example that people who believe their struggles are more significant than others and that they can't climb out of whatever circumstance they're in, it's not true. Because if I can do it and I'm showing that I am trying to do that, even with you and with others, they can do this as well. So it's all the school of life. It's all a
Absolutely. And hear this. So here's an interesting thing, and we're going to talk in general. Understanding that this is that lifetime we've been waiting for, that this is the time that we get to end incarnating in 3D. That's it. This is it. We're moving into the seventh and final golden age. And so if we understand that to be our truth, then we know, okay, so then understand this other aspect of this whole thing. Here you are, right? The physical being, and above you is your soul, your higher self, your light body, your I am presence, all these higher aspects of yourself. Around you is your auric field composing of what? Your spiritual body, mental body, emotional body, so forth. So that body around you is who you truly are. And so in every lifetime now, you go and you have injustices, you have things happen, you know, you hurt your arm, you want to cry, your dad says, boys, don't cry, and all these different things happen where you have all of these unexpressed emotions, where you have all these traumatic experiences, but you in that lifetime say, I'm not going to deal with it now, I can't handle it, I can't heal myself, and then you transition out, and now you go into the Bardo realm, you choose some new lessons, and you come forward, those in your soul group say, okay, we're going to play these roles, and you come forward and there's your energetic body around you again. However, it has more gunk around it because you didn't deal with it in the last lifetime. Now, here you are in this lifetime. If you know then that this is the lifetime that we've been waiting for, where we get to end 3D incarnations, and you have all the stuff that you have not resolved lifetime after lifetime, what do you think this lifetime is going to feel like? Not very pleasant. Because this is the lifetime where you have no choice, and one of the universal laws, and there's over 100, says it's going to push you against the wall because you're going to have to deal with it. You have no choice. So here you are feeling like you're pushed against the wall. And can you do anything right in your imagination? No. And it's like, why is it so hard? It's because you didn't deal with those things in other lifetimes. And you must deal with it now because the window is beginning to narrow. And so all of this stuff that you have lifetime after lifetime of lack, fear, guilt, shame, pain, suffering, doubt, you name it, injustice, whatever you want to call it, is the badge that you've taken on that you now have got to clear and release. And that is the first stage of awakening in this ascension mm-hmm. process. You have to peel away all of that stuff from every layer of your existence, even from childhood, what your parents were talking about when you were a little one and you took in the program of what religion, you know, made you fearful and that you were cast out of this heavenly realm. All of these things that you have taken in as programs that have traumatized your emotional body, all of it you now have to peel away layer after layer. Because it's so heavy in vibration, you're stuck in 3D. And so as you begin to do the process to peel these layers away, now you're starting to get a little lighter, a little brighter in your vibration, and that's beginning to raise your frequency. And as you do that, then you can move into the second stage of transformation. And in transformation, you're now starting to realize that, hey, I'm a conscious creator, so I need to be conscious. I need to get off autopilot. I need to detach from, all of the outside stuff and become the detached observer. And as I'm doing that and starting to practice and transforming, and in the transformation, I'm starting to pulse and vibrate. I'm beginning to see colors. My chakras are staying on and balanced, and I'm really feeling good. You know, you're going to have stuff happen, but when the stuff happens, you're looking at it from new eyes, a new and different perception, a more expanded perception, because you know, as you think a positive thought, it leads to a positive emotion, leads to a positive result. And as you think a negative thought, it leads to a negative emotion, leads to a negative result. So you're taking command of that, and you're paying attention to your thoughts as you begin to transform. And that's that beautiful process. And as you're doing that, wow, more and more of this higher energy part of you is beginning to wake up and reconnect. And that's your transforming. And now you're able to hold and sustain these higher frequencies. And now you're able to move into that transfiguring stage where I'm at 0 point. I have nothing or very little left to clear. I'm the detached observer. I live in the space of my heart. I have my consciousness and breathe from the space of my heart. No one's broken. Nothing needs fixing. It's a part of the process and their contract, and they're fulfilling their contract. Now in this space, my light body can move in because I have sustained higher frequencies, and my light body will begin to move in, and I go through that process and that stage. And as that happened, that's that multidimensional vehicle that then will allow for that spark, my monad, my I am presence, to then begin to descend within me. And bit by bit, initiation by initiation, that part of you moves in, and that is ascension.
Yes, understood. And everything you've said, and I believe every word that you said is true for me. And I can give personal testimony to it because that's been my journey. And of course, I met the divine feminine essence, the goddess on the spirit plane, I guess you could say in a trance state many years ago. And I became a new person, and I've been going through that process, that awakening process, ever since, even before I met you years ago. And that's how it works.
Yeah, that's how it works. And so the awakening, right, if we want to coin it, the awakening, when I wrote my thesis, I wrote it on how to reprogram the subconscious. And little did I know at that time that, that's how you awaken. You have a near-death experience with so many of the divine feminine women that you know have had, right? And you go into the light and you come back and you're like, oh, I'm awake. I heard a voice. It said, you're here to bring them into the light. Gotcha. So that did it. Or you have to reprogram your subconscious. And the majority of the people will have to reprogram their subconscious. Now, how do you do that? That is the key to awakening, if that's the way you have to do it. Because if you have the near-death experience, it's pretty self-explanatory. You come back knowing a whole lot more than you went into it with. But if you have to reprogram your subconscious, now that's where the work is. And that takes diligence, that takes practice, that takes getting off autopilot, that takes being aware, right? And so that's what that's all about, reprogramming the subconscious, those programs that you took on from childhood and so on and so forth. And what does that look like? Taking in new information so that your subconscious says, oh, here's a new program, here's a new idea. Okay, so you got to start to reinforce with new and different ideas, because if you continue to do the same thing over and over and over again, well, that's then what they call insanity, right? Thinking you're going to get a different outcome.
Yeah, absolutely. You just said so many things that I'm speechless. Fantastic. We're not going to take a music break, but I'm thinking what I might do is bring in a past guest named David Ibarra Eagleheart. We don't usually take callers on this show just because mm-hmm. we don't normally have enough time to do that. But I think mm-hmm. it might be interesting to have David come in and just speak with you for a moment. He's a wonderful guest with a lot to say as well mm-hmm. about he did a past show not too long ago about the Ascension as well. So why don't we bring in Eagleheart?
Beautiful.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi, David. Welcome to Universal Soul Love again.
Thank you for having me on again.
Yeah, so have you been waiting? Have you been listening to our conversation back and forth?
Yes, I have. In fact, everything you said is right on target.
Thank you.
a lot of confirmation for other people that have listened when I've been on the radio, and my main message is the message of the heart.
Absolutely.
That everything is accomplished through the heart. Our instructions for evolving reside within the heart. But of course, that is the one place that many, many souls choose not to go there, because there's much pain at times. Again, letting go of the old, letting go of that old baggage, the old vibrations, the old frequencies that used to serve a purpose but no longer do at this time. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And that's the key, getting into the heart. You see, because the heart only loves, right? And the heart will only create that which is for your best and highest good and the good of all concerned. And so what a sacred space to be in. I know when I do work, I'll walk people into their hearts, and then I'll move them up to the tiny sacred space of their heart. And I bring in source so that they can feel that love that Creator has is just so powerful, and that love can transmute all miscreation from all timelines, all realities, all agreements, everything that is ready to be released when you move into that heart space can be released. It's magical. It's magical.
It is.
Now, I'd assume that my higher self... I was just going to say quickly, I assume that my higher self brings in people like Dr. Advij and Eagleheart and creates something like Universal Soul Love and my name, David Love, simply because that is what I need in this lifetime. And for thousands of lifetimes, I actually didn't know love. And that sounds like such a strange thing to say, that this is almost now like a new concept form, universal love and unconditional love and forgiveness and all these things. I'm not sure that I ever knew these things before. So go ahead, David. Sorry to interrupt you.
Now, that which we choose to be or want to be, we always create the illusion for ourselves to embrace it outside of ourselves to eventually make it part of our inner self.
Absolutely.
So you were seeking love when the love already resided within your heart. You just had to turn in and look. It's already there. I mean, just the mere fact of us being here in physical form is the Creator's act of pure love. I will show you what you are. You are a part of me. You are me. And you will always be a part of me. And you're always me. So I will reflect back onto the universe my aspect of my essence. So you will know that love is always there. Look in the mirror and you will always see that love reflected back.
Interesting. And You are. You're a federal aviation accident investigator, and you're in Desert Storm. So certainly, I, you know, see aspects of myself in you as well, and very interesting. Yeah, that we're all mirrors.
I obviously chose to experience all those experiences to see where I would come out if I was able to forgive, not judge. And being in the human vessel can be a challenge, but that is the whole point. Mm.
Isn't that the point? You see, isn't this a school, right? And we're here becoming masters. Wow. And so the whole point is to expand, to evolve. And that's what we're here to do and be. And so we're doing it. We are already perfect, whole, and complete. We just have to catch up to that part of self.
Exactly. And in fact, I'm seeing a lot of evidence of people, souls awakening, but they're beginning to identify with their persona that they were in past expressions, which some people call past lives. I call them expressions. But
right, expressions.
The idea here is not to identify with a past expression, but to identify with the Creator, which we already are. Soul is many, many expressions in physical form. So you may have been a janitor in a past life, or you were the president in a past life, or you were a king in a past life. And the idea here is not to identify with the label of that expression, but to bring in the knowledge and the wisdom that was acquired at that time to the present moment to assist you and assist others.
As you bring that in, I'm sorry to interrupt, but as you bring that in, and because you've got the lesson from it, and then that timeline will collapse, you see, because you need is what you got from it, the lesson. So you don't need to tell the story of what you were in a previous life. You got the lesson, the timeline has collapsed, because the goal is to move to the future present moment. I live in the future present moment, and that's the only moment.
When people look at least when I look at it, once a timeline has collapsed, that aspect or that piece of that soul that was left there, and again, that's just very rudimentary in the way I'm presenting it, that aspect of that soul comes back to the present and rejoins the rest of the soul.
Absolutely.
And again, it's very rudimentary, but that's a broad overview or a macro view of it. I did understand.
Okay.
I did understand the language that you were speaking.
Oh, there's so much love for you.
There is recognition. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, sister.
Thank you. Don't you just love it? Yes. We are so loved. We are such a blessing. And boy, if we would just but change our thought process, David, and align ourselves to that part which we are, life is meant to be beautiful. Everything is just an experience. Don't connect to the label and the story. Just get the experience.
Exactly. It's all about expression. Everything has to express itself in some way or some form. Energy is pure expression. Thought is expression. Vibration, frequency. So it individual expresses anger. That's a thought. That's an expression. The frequency, but a higher vibration can null that frequency as well, and that's where the learning occurs.
Now, I certainly believe it's saying that you're against hate is not the same as saying you're for love, and it doesn't bring a positive outcome. And I know we only have a few minutes here to do this, but I know we have many social activists listening into this radio show and podcast. And so from their point of view, there seems to be so much abuse and mistreatment and oppression in the world, and torture and killing and death. I guess everything you've said up to this point is to address that and to the means to overcome it in your mind. Mm-hmm. Am I right?
It's a drama. It's a drama that we've all agreed to play out in. And just like in any movie, some players decide to play the lower vibration, i.e. bad guys, and then some play the higher vibration, i.e. good guys. Now, the guys are playing the bad role. Are serving the universal purpose as well.
Thank
because
you.
Without them, everyone else would not know where not to go. Or they wouldn't.
Amen. Don't you get
okay.
it? Without contrast, how could there be expansion?
Sure. The light can't know itself without the dark. Is that the case? Or am I stretching a bit?
That's kind of the case.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, some say the creator, God, the universe, got bored and made new aspects of itself. So I don't know. But
what's interesting is in our 3D eyes, they're starting to move into a higher vibration, being able to perceive higher vibrations and higher frequencies. All this is happening, being played out in multiple dimensions and multiple realities. Mm. So imagine what we could create when we bring in all that energy into one point.
Exactly. And we only have about 30 seconds left, so I just want to thank both of you, David, for coming in and speaking with us and speaking with Dr. Advij today. And thank you so much, Advij, for coming on the show today and speaking and just what a fantastic show with you and with Eagle Heart coming in as well. The great, great interview. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David. A pleasure meeting you, Eagle Heart. I am a total show, Papa Sa, Yeshua Sa. Thank you.
Namaste. Love to both of you, and thank you so much for listening into Universal Soul Love. And thanks to Dr. Advij and our wonderful producers and Eagle Heart. And we will see you next time on Universal Soul Love. Bye for now.